98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. Bigley Blast.
DeAndre Ayton is soft, or maybe he's just too nice. Either way, as we near the end of his rookie season, he remains on the periphery of the most entertaining, impactful rookies to enter the NBA in 2018. Now, maybe you feel differently, but I just watched a video from a real smart basketball observer who pointed out that Phoenix ranks last in the league in points surrendered in the paint, that the ball is too easily thrown over Ayton, around Ayton, through Ayton, and it really bothers me that on the offensive end, he doesn't throw down dunks with ferocity and exclamation points, but this observer said it's much more devastating that he never flies around on defense, creating havoc with his length. A little bit harsh. Yeah, so be it, because we can all wonder this. We heard that DeAndre Ayton and Devin Booker were going to be Shaq and Kobe 2.0. Now, I don't know if what DeAndre Ayton does well will ever intersect with what Booker does well. So how's that pairing going to work out? And here's the question I can't get out of my head. By last year's draft, it became commonplace to say that Ayton was the best player in the draft. The talk was so ubiquitous that it almost became true, which is a recurring problem in modern society. But maybe it was never true. And maybe, just maybe, he was the wrong fit all along.